Yes, yes. I know that I didn't have a choice. I know this is the only way we could avoid war. The only way was for me to marry him. Combine the forces of his house and my own to overtake a greater threat. But you cannot blame me for wishing that I could have at least seen the man before all was said and done. I'm expected to produce an heir, after all. Which means the marriage has to be consummated. And yes, yes, I'm sure that this is the best possible option. And I'm sure that from the letters that have been sent back and forth, he's quite the eloquent man. But how am I supposed to know if I'll even be able to look at him? They sent his bloody emissary. And if I have to lie with a man who looks like that in front of the entire court? What if I can't? No. I can't think about that. There is no what if I can't. The entire court will be watching, stuffed around the bed like, I don't even know. I'm already dreadfully nervous about this. Without the fact we'll have an audience, What? You mean he's here? Now? And waiting? I suppose I should hope for the best, then, shouldn't I? Or... you'll go look? Yes, just a peek, if you can. Tell me if this will be a burden. He is? Nothing like that emissary, you say? Is that a good thing, or... well, it can't get much worse, I suppose. I suppose I'll have to find out myself now, won't I? After all, he is my husband, even if I go into this blind. Eric, is it? No, the pleasure is all mine. Yes, I know. The painting wasn't a very exact representation, but there was little time for a new commission. Yes, quite a few years old, before I came into womanhood, as it were. I do hope what you see pleases you. Well, I suppose we'll both know how much we like what we see very soon. Oh. Oh my. No. Time for words later. I'm simply amazed at you. And your lips. I don't want you to stop. No. But let me kneel to prepare you, my Lord Eric. Sufficient. to please you, my lord. Your girth is... impressive. Yes, I'm afraid it won't fit. I don't know. I've never... Of course you knew that. Yes, I should... Oh God, do that again. For the love of... Do that again. Elizabeth. Such privy things are important. My name is Elizabeth. Yours is Eric. And... Oh! You're just wretched, aren't you? Fucking back like that. And then so... Oh! Slamming yourself back in like that. That might... little chasm into that and spilling your seed hard deep within me. Give me your lust and I will return it to you 100-fold. Give me your seed and I will bear you a son. Give me. It's dripping. Should I find a way to stop that? Will it escape me and rob me of child. Perhaps then I should let it. Because if this is what we must do, I can most certainly learn to love such a thing. And if you are as passionate in all things as you are now, I could certainly learn to love you, or at least love exploring this. And without an audience, long live the king and his. Oh, my, are you? Oh, a king's virility, indeed. Long live.